This is the story of Sina, the polar bear cub, and her adventures in the Arctic. Let's meet the main characters of our story. The musical theme for our hero, Sina, is often played by the oboe. Other times, her theme is played by the trumpet. There are two harp seals named Sammy and Cedric. They are represented by the bassoon and clarinet. And occasionally, they are represented by two French horns. Paul, the great polar bear, is portrayed by the low brass. Odell is an orca, also known as a killer whale, and she is represented by the trombone. With our introductions complete, it is time to start the story. The Arctic days grow longer as the sun climbs above the horizon, shining ever brighter through the swirling snow of a spring blizzard. The sea ice slowly melts, revealing the cold, dark Arctic waters and the ice floe edge, a place of hope, of myth, and of life. Sina, the polar bear cub, emerges from her snowy mountain den after a long hibernation. Sina smells the sea and stumbles towards it. In the distance, a white shape lumbers towards her. It is a large bear of many winters. The great bear snorts and snaps his jaws. Then he recognizes Sina's smell.
"Ah, Sina," he growls. "Where is your mother? I am her brother Paul."
"She was taken by a hunter," Sina replies, "at the start of winter."
"You must be hungry. Follow me to the floe edge. But once we are there, you must find your own way. I hunt alone. Let's go."
At the floe edge, Paul takes his leave. Sina stands on the ice as it heaves and bends with the swells of the sea. In the distance, she spots her first meal of springtime. Seals. Two harp seals emerge from the water, rest on the undulating ice, and begin discussing their favorite pastime.
fishing.
Char is the king of fish, Cedric. They're just tough to find. But Sammy, cod is our staple and is so plentiful.
I can't help myself, Cedric. I've just got a char tooth.
Just then, Odell the orca comes swimming by.
Hey, fish heads!
Don't you see that tiny white mound over there?
You mean the one crawling towards us?
Could that be Fanny Fox?
With a burst of speed, Cena the mighty hunter leaps towards the seals.
Cedric bats Cena with a stiff right flipper, knocking her backwards across the ice.
That was a bear cub, Sammy.
Cedric, I think the furball is crying. I'm very sorry, whimpers Cena. I'm really hungry, and you are bear food, aren't you?
Oh no, Sammy. This cub is going to grow awful big.
I know, Cedric, but don't forget Odell the orca.
Sure, Sammy. We helped her escape from the closing ice.
And to this day, she remains our loyal friend.
You're right, Sammy. She has kept the orcas away from us.
We can teach this cub to eat fish and not seal.
It's sure worth a try.
Summer and into fall, Sammy and Cedric keep their adopted cub well fed on Arctic cod and the occasional char.
Seasons are short in the Arctic. With the return of the cold, birds journey south and whales head to their wintering grounds. The animals fatten up to prepare for the long, dark night of winter.
Seals love the return of the ice. They can lounge near their fishing holes and nap with full bellies. Cena spies Cedric dozing on the ice. She runs towards him and leaps in the air with a loud snarl.
Sammy, help me! Paul's got me!
Realizing he's been tricked, Cedric barks.
Cena, you are big enough to be at the river fishing instead of acting like a little pup.
Oh, Cedric, says Cena, you're such a sourpuss. Here comes Fanny Fox. We're off to the hill to do some sliding. I'll get that fishing in another day.
From the top of the hill, Fanny the Fox looks out across the Arctic ice, staring intently at a spot beyond the seals.
Cena, what's that?
Oh no, Cena replies. Paul is stalking Sammy and Cedric.
Cena takes off, running and tumbling down the hill.
Sammy, Cedric! It's Paul!
Realizing that he has been discovered, Paul begins his charge.
Sammy! Yells Cedric. Paul is coming! Wake up! In
to the water, quick!
Sammy and Cedric dive into the water. Paul's jaws snap shut on nothing but snow and air. Paul turns his coal black eyes towards Sina.
You lost me my supper. That was the last time you will interfere.
Sina takes off, running as fast as she can across the ice. She jumps from ice floe to ice floe with Paul close behind. Sina reaches the end of the ice and jumps into the sea. Paul plunges into the water in pursuit of the cub. Suddenly, a large black dorsal fin slices through the water with Sammy and Cedric close behind. Odell the orca is catching up to Paul. Odell erupts from the water and splashes down in front of Paul. Sammy and Cedric and the cub are under my protection. Leave them alone. Odell grabs Paul by his rear paw. With an overwhelming force, she drags him deep under the water. Sina and the two seals climb up onto the ice and collapse in a heap. Off in the distance, Paul climbs out of the water, looks over his shoulder, and limps away. It grows dark early in autumn. The northern lights almost touch the ground while they shimmer and dance in green across the sky. Gazing upwards, Sina asks Sammy and Cedric,
"Can we do some fishing tomorrow?"
"Of course we can, Sina," they reply.
Sina yawns widely, cuddles in between Sammy and Cedric, and quickly falls asleep.